Welcome back to CNN Student News. Thank you for starting off your week with us. International news takes center stage first up. Yesterday, followers of the world's largest religion celebrated Easter Sunday. It's the most significant day in the Christian calendar. Christians believe Easter is when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, having fulfilled the Bible's prophecies of the Messiah. From Vatican City, headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church, Christianity's largest denomination, Pope Francis called for people to work toward peace, to end world hunger, and to help others out of poverty. Next report today takes us to Yemen. Al-Qaeda terrorists recently had a large meeting in the Middle Eastern nation, and suspected drones attacked terrorists over the weekend. The U.S. is believed to have participated, though American officials won't confirm that. A Yemeni official says at least 12 Al-Qaeda members were killed on Sunday, 10 others on Saturday, though that attack also killed 3 civilians. We're also visiting Nepal, home of the world's tallest mountain. An avalanche rushed down Mount Everest on Friday. It killed 13 people, mostly Sherpas, preparing the way for the spring climbing season. 3 people are still missing.
Everest. The name is synonymous with challenge and, all too often, with death. Friday's avalanche is the single deadliest incident on Everest in history. Despite the danger, the icy peak that rises more than 29,000 feet into the heavens still tantalizes adventurers who come for any number of reasons. The guides, or Sherpas, are often the victims, paving the way, carrying supplies, and taking real risks for what are lucrative wages in Nepal.
Not only the money that I'm after right now, but from my inner heart, I always wanted to be on the top.
The Odyssey has been the subject of countless documentaries and feature films such as Into Thin Air, based on Jon Krakauer's bestseller about the 1996 tragedy that left 8 climbers dead.
I love you.
The dramatic scenes perhaps adding to the allure that has turned the dangerous mountain into a tourist destination. But as the altitude increases, reality sets in.
You can breathe for a while. You're sort of losing ground as you do without oxygen.
In 2012, American Joe Pratt struggled with the lack of oxygen at such a high elevation, though he survived.
Everyone that climbs Mount Everest and survives is lucky.
334 foreign climbers have been given permission to climb Mount Everest this year, along with an estimated 400 Sherpas to guide them home safely. One can only hope that they all come back. Jake Tapper, CNN, Washington.